Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. A month after highly pathogenic avian influenza was discovered in dairy cattle, the risk to humans remains low. Chad Smith tells us the impact of the illness has been minimal.
The last couple of years have seen outbreaks of highly pathogenic avian influenza in the spring and fall as temperatures change. However, this year has seen an unusual outbreak of the virus among dairy cattle. Bernt Nelson, an economist with the American Farm Bureau Federation, provides an update.
We've seen some positive cases pop up in dairy cattle, and this is a developing situation. This is just changing. Sometimes it's day by day, sometimes it's hour by hour. What we do know so far is that milk is safe to drink. So the positive tests in dairy cattle showed up around 3 weeks ago. Since then, we're at about 30 different dairy premises showing positive cases in 8 different states.
Nelson says the impacts on cattle have been minimal so far.
There have been no deaths that are attributed directly to avian influenza. There is some comorbidity happening where it seems if the symptoms of avian influenza are accompanied by other issues. So some comorbidity happening. Overall, we're seeing a 20 to 30% decrease in milk production as a result of a slowdown in food and water intake. Any milk from these animals is thrown out, so it's not allowed to enter the supply chain, and animals are recovering after a couple of weeks.
He wants consumers to know that milk remains safe to drink.
Number one, their milk is safe to drink. Spit cows are pulled out of the herd, so their milk is not allowed to enter the supply chain. Further, pasteurization kills both bacteria and viruses. This includes high path avian influenza, so their milk is safe to drink.
Chad Smith, Washington.
Thanks, Chad, for the update. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture